WrestleMania weekend is here. I'm Matt Carlins, and this is Just Pro Wrestling News for Saturday, April 2nd, 2022. A big welcome to those of you listening on WrestleMap.com. You can bring our updates to your website. Find out how at JustProWrestlingNews.com. Night 1 of WrestleMania 38 comes to us from AT&T Stadium in Dallas, Texas tonight. The big piece still missing from the announced card is Seth Rollins' opponent. He'll be revealed once Rollins is in the ring tonight. Stone Cold Steve Austin returns to WWE tonight. He'll appear on a special KO show segment with Kevin Owens. Charlotte Flair defends the SmackDown Women's title against Ronda Rousey. Becky Lynch puts her Raw Women's title on the line against Bianca Belair. The Usos defend the SmackDown tag titles against Shinsuke Nakamura and Rick Boogs. Also on Saturday's card, Drew McIntyre versus Happy Corbin, Rey and Dominic Mysterio versus The Miz and Logan Paul, and Kofi Kingston and Xavier Woods versus Sheamus and Ridge Holland. The start time is 8 p.m. Eastern on Peacock in the U.S. and the WWE Network around the rest of the world. The kickoff show begins at 6. That is not the only big offering from WWE today. NXT presents Stand and Deliver early this afternoon from the American Airlines Center in Dallas. Bron Breakker is challenging Dolph Ziggler for the NXT Championship. The North American Championship will be defended in a ladder match. The champ Carmelo Hayes taking on Cameron Grimes, Santos Escobar, Solo Sikoa, and Grayson Waller. Mandy Rose defends the NXT Women's Championship in a four-way against Cora Jade, Io Shirai, and Kaylee Ray. The NXT tag titles are on the line in a three-way. Imperium's Fabian Aichner and Marcel Bartel defend against the Creed Brothers and MSK. The NXT Women's tag titles will be defended. Dakota Kai and Raquel Gonzalez are getting the shot against Toxic Attraction's Gigi Dolin and JC Jane, plus Tommaso Ciampa versus Tony D'Angelo and Gunther versus LA Knight. The show starts at 1 p.m. Eastern on Peacock and the WWE Network. There's a kickoff show starting at noon. Ricochet is still the Intercontinental Champion. He won a three-way over Angel and Humberto on last night's SmackDown. Also, Madcap Moss won the Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Big happenings last night at Ring of Honor Supercard of Honor. Jonathan Gresham beat Bandido in the main event to become the undisputed ROH World Champion. Gresham was confronted after the match by Jay Lethal, who used a low blow earlier in the night to steal a win over Lee Moriarty. Lee and Sanjay Dutt attacked Gresham, and that drew out the big surprise, Samoa Joe. He returned to Ring of Honor, and Tony Khan later announced that Joe is also now signed with AEW. FTR are the new ROH Tag Team Champions. They dethroned the Briscoes last night. After the match, the Young Bucks showed up to attack the Briscoes. The Bucks have a match with FTR on Wednesday's Dynamite. New Japan's Minoru Suzuki is the new ROH TV champion. He beat Rhett Titus. Wheeler Yuta is the new Pure champion. He took the title from Josh Woods. Tony Khan then announced Yuta is officially All Elite. Mercedes Martinez beat Willow Nightingale to become the interim ROH Women's Champion. Tully Blanchard unveiled his new faction, Tully Blanchard Enterprises. It includes Brian Cage, who beat Ninja Mac last night, and the tag team of Khan and Toa Leona, who beat Cheeseburger and Eli Isom on the pre-show. Jamie Hayter is the latest woman to qualify for the Owen Hart Foundation tournament. She won a qualifying match over Sky Blue on last night's Rampage. Also, the Young Bucks beat Top Flight, Keith Lee beat Powerhouse Hobbs, and the House of Black beat Fuego del Sol, Stu Grayson, and Evil Uno. Impact presented its multiverse of matches last night. Trey Miguel retained the X Division title in an Ultimate X match. The Influence held onto the Knockouts tag titles. Deonna Purrazzo's Champ Champ Challenge was answered by Fabi Apache. Purrazzo held on to the AAA women's title, but after the match, Taya Valkyrie showed up, and she challenged Purrazzo to a title match at the Rebellion pay-per-view. Chris Sabin beat Jay White. He reversed the Blade Runner into a roll-up for the pin. White later helped the Good Brothers beat the Briscoes. Nick Aldis and Mickey James beat Matt Cardona and Chelsea Green. Also, Tomohiro Ishii beat Eddie Edwards. Ace Austin has signed a new multi-year contract with Impact. Killer Cross's New Japan debut was a loss. Minoru Suzuki pinned him with a Gotch-style piledriver at the Lone Star Shootout in Dallas yesterday. Also on that show, Tomohiro Ishii beat Chris Dickinson, Jay White beat Speedball Mike Bailey, and Ren Narita beat Rocky Romero. More indie shows are running around the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex on Saturday. Starting at noon Eastern, it's USA vs. The World at WrestleCon. Michael Oku defends his British Cruiserweight Championship against Rich Swann. Effie's Big Gay Brunch also starts at noon Eastern, with Effie himself versus Pimpinella Escarlata and Alley Catch versus Dango. Mission Pro has a show starting at 4 p.m. Eastern with Thunder Rosa versus Shaza McKenzie. There's also a late night show from Black Label Pro starting at midnight local time, 1 a.m. Eastern. This one has the Faces of Fear versus the Work Horsemen, Jake Something versus PCO, and Effie versus Charlie Haas. That is just pro wrestling news for Saturday, April 2nd. Our next update comes your way tomorrow morning as we keep you updated throughout WrestleMania weekend. Make sure you subscribe to this feed so you don't miss a thing. I'm Matt Carlins. Thank you for listening.